I'm Megan Kamrick with news about women from the Women's Media Center, Women's E-News, and other sources around the world. This week in women's history, on January 7, 1955, Marian Anderson made her debut at the Metropolitan Opera. She was the first African-American to perform there. She had already had a successful career in Europe. A new study finds strong correlations between higher levels of depression and anxiety in women and the pay gap between men and women. The Huffington Post reports that a new study by Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health analyzed information for more than 22,000 adults. They paired men and women based on occupation, industry, and age. In pairs where women made less than men, the odds of depression among women were twice as high. When women made less in these pairs, the prevalence of anxiety disorders was four times as high. Catherine Keyes, an author of the study, said, quote, "While it is commonly believed that gender differences in depression and anxiety are biologically rooted, these results suggest that such differences are much more socially constructed than previously thought, indicating that gender disparities in psychiatric disorders are malleable and arise from unfair treatment." Japan came to an agreement with South Korea to pay reparations for the so-called comfort women its soldiers enslaved during World War II. The Wall Street Journal reported that Japan agreed to pay $8.3 million to support the women. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe also apologized for the women's treatment, which he refused to do in the past. Japan agreed to fund a foundation that helps the remaining women, while also insisting the funds were not direct compensation for the country's actions. Critics of the deal said it doesn't go far enough in terms of clarifying that the recruitment of the women was a systematic crime by the Japanese military and the government. Historic estimates put the numbers between 20,000 and 200,000 women forced into brothels to serve as Japanese soldiers. Meanwhile, Filipino women are demanding compensation and an apology from Japan for being forced into being comfort women as well for the Japanese military. There's a growing momentum to elect the first woman as Secretary General of the United Nations. The Women's Media Center reports on two efforts. One is by 48 countries and led by Colombia's female ambassador to the UN. The other is led by non-governmental organizations and women experts at the UN. Nearly half a dozen women are already vying for the job. Irina Bokova of Bulgaria, who is Director General of UNESCO, already has an early lead. Vesna Pusic, Foreign Minister of Croatia, is also seeking the post. In Germany, the police chief of Cologne has been fired following a series of sexual assaults on women during a New Year's Eve celebration in the city. This comes after criticism of the police response to the attacks by victims and the German Interior Minister. Two men have been arrested in connection with the attacks, according to The Telegraph and Women's E-News. The men reportedly had videos of the attacks on their phones and are of, quote, immigrant backgrounds. Cologne police are investigating the reported assaults and muggings of some 100 women in the city that night by a mob of 500 to 1,000 drunk and aggressive young men. In Peru, a new oral history project is bringing forth the stories from women forcibly sterilized in the 1990s under then-President Alberto Fujimori. The Guardian reports that 300,000 people, mostly women who were poor and indigenous, were sterilized in the 1990s. Many were told they would not receive food if they or their husbands were not sterilized. Many of the operations were botched, and many victims say they're still suffering years later. Fujimori always denied that anyone was forcibly sterilized. He's currently in prison for human rights abuses and corruption. The 130 stories collected so far from women are part of the Kipu Project. The women call a number and record their stories. Listeners can record their own response to the stories, which are available in Spanish, English, and Quechua. The creators hope the project will help the survivors, but also force more people in Peru to acknowledge this happened and perhaps result in compensation for the victims. In China, the parliament has passed the first law outlawing domestic violence. The Guardian reports the law also prohibits psychological abuse and makes it easier to get restraining orders. The All China Women's Federation says one-fourth of women in China have suffered some form of domestic violence in their marriages. However, only a small percentage are reported. The issue is often ignored to avoid bringing shame on families, according to The Guardian. This week, Mayor Bill de Blasio signed an order giving 6 weeks of paid parental leave to non-union city employees. The New York Daily News reports that officials say they're willing to offer it to a much larger union workforce. However, these changes must be made through contract negotiations. Previously, city workers had no paid leave beyond their sick days and vacation leave. Parents who adopt or take in a foster child can also access paid leave. Following the decision, activist Gloria Steinem, model Christy Turlington, and actress Cynthia Nixon joined 150 women in signing a letter urging Governor Andrew Cuomo and the Senate GOP majority leader to follow suit and pass a statewide leave law. And as Gloria Steinem wrote years ago in an essay, if men could menstruate, sanitary supplies would be federally funded and free. While that's still not a reality, two lawmakers in California are putting forth a law that would remove sales tax from tampons and other feminine hygiene products. The Guardian reports that Lingling Chang and Christina Garcia argue that these should be classified as medical necessities rather than hygiene products. Garcia says she hopes this reclassification would one day result in these products being covered by insurance programs like Medi-Cal for low-income residents. The two lawmakers contend that women spend more than $20 million in taxes on these products every year. They're collecting stories from women on Twitter under the hashtag NoTamponTax. Five states currently have exemptions on sales tax for feminine hygiene products, and Canada is removing them as well. And in New Mexico news, New Mexico is maintaining a trend of declining teen birth rates. The Associated Press reports the State Department of Health announced vital records show an overall 57% drop between 2000 and 2014 for teens 15 to 17 years old giving birth. Records also show a 46% decrease of teen birth rates for 15 to 19-year-olds in that same period. The state's decrease in the rate of 15 to 19-year-olds giving birth in 2014 has brought New Mexico down from leading the national rate. Officials say the state is now ranked fourth largest for teen birth rates. Health Secretary Retta Ward says the state must work harder to get better results. Ward says teen births are a common driving factor of generational poverty. For Women's Focus, I'm Megan Kamrick.